5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I wanted to talk about L.A. Again for a couple of minutes. Man.
It's so heartbreaking.
Oh, my God. The videos. You guys, so I grew up in San Diego, and in California, there is Pacific Coast Highway, which goes all the way from San Diego to San Francisco. It's one of the most beautiful drives in the country. And on Pacific Coast Highway, it takes you so close to the coast in Malibu, right? Which is right next to Pacific Palisades. And for a guy that loves looking at the beach, it was always frustrating for me driving through Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway because they were all of these homes that were blocking the ocean and blocking the beach view. You couldn't see them because all the Richies had those houses, right? So yesterday, as I am watching video after video after video, you can see the ocean now. Mm. You can see the beach now from Pacific Coast Highway because every one of those beachfront homes, Paris Hilton, all the other Richie Richies too, that have all their memories in there, all of their photos in there.
Keepsakes.
All of them completely and totally gone. And for a guy that grew up in California who is used to brush fires, I have never in my life seen a home on the beach burned to the ground. And now it's the entire community.
Wow. I mean, literally just cinders and ash and nothing else. This was something small, but was so impactful to see. And, you know, God bless the firefighters that are out there working so hard to try to save what they can. And also those, like, watching some of the airplanes come through and do the water dumps and trying again to save what they can. There was something that I saw, firefighters were removing photo albums from a home, trying to save what they can, and taking out a grandfather clock that they knew looked like it was an heirloom of some sort, just trying to salvage something for these people for when they go back and they see everything's gone, but at least there's their wedding album.
Cats, too. I saw a couple firefighters save a couple pets, and it was like that was all that they were able to salvage, and you can see people just coming to terms with losing absolutely everything but one pet. And I also saw a lot of youth that they were saying in the communities that were going into the homes trying to get, like, last of what people couldn't get inside their homes.
Is that right?
To help out.
The water dump must have happened later on in the day when the conditions changed, because this really is such a this is the perfect storm, quote unquote, in that you have five different fires going on at the same time. And there are a whole bunch of reasons why it's out of control. One of them is because the Santa Ana winds, which are really high powered winds, were up to 100 miles an hour. And at least initially, they couldn't fly those helicopters and planes over the fires, which they normally would do because the conditions were so bad.
The good news is,
must have changed.
Oh, yeah, they are now, because I saw there was a news report and they were filming an area and they were talking about it. And as they were talking about it, a plane flew over and did a water dump. and it took out the whole thing. It was like, like the most perfect water dump. So in case you're like unfamiliar. So yeah, like Bert said, there's actually five different fires. The largest is the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire. And then there are three other fires called Kenneth, Hurst, and Lydia. 10 people have now died due to the various wildfires. And obviously, like, so many people have been evacuated and lost their homes. Now, this is a debate of whether or not to bring this up, but I still think it's important. Because I know now, maybe now's the time to talk about it or not, but climate change has been a big topic of conversation. And then there are some people that are saying, no, there's people who are starting fires. And there was a man who was arrested for starting one of the fires. The Kenneth Fire apparently was started by a man who was walking around with a blowtorch and lighting up like old Christmas trees and bins and things like that. People saw him. They jumped on him, held him until the police came and arrested him. But I think that is somebody who is messed up and just trying to cause damage. Whereas the Palisades, I'm one of those people that believes this. We're looking at climate change and we're looking at our earth crumble right before our eyes.
Yeah. And I mean, for those two who are like, oh, it's an arsonist. Well, we wouldn't have had such widespread fires if the trees and vegetation weren't so dry because of climate change.
Yeah.
And then you've also got to add to that, the LA Fire Department just had their budget cut by $17 million. And not a month ago, the chief of the fire department wrote a memo to the government being like, this is going to hamper emergency response efforts. We are not able to train our people properly. We will not be able to respond in a disaster properly. And a month later, this is what happens. So, I mean, we got to listen to our leaders, too, when they're telling us we need more funds in order to keep people safe.
You know, as I'm saying, it's kind of the perfect storm also in that the water pressure, there have been problems with the water pressure also just by design more than anything else, which they were warned about also. And you also have to keep this in mind that a lot of those homes, as big as they are, and maybe there's a lot of attitude like, well, they're just rich homes. They could just go ahead and rebuild them. They all had insurance, right? Well, a lot, 74% of the homes in that area had their insurance cut over the last couple of months because the insurance companies now have taken a look at different weather conditions and global change and said, look, this is not good for business right here. I mean, chances are really good that these houses are going to burn to the ground. So we're going to pull our insurance now. So 74% of those homes aren't even insured.
Jeez.
It's like when you live in a floodplain, they're not going to give you flood insurance. Mm. And apparently these insurance companies looked at like, no, wildfires are very likely. So we're not going to give you fire insurance.
I just want to share this really quickly because it hit home with me. And based on what Kristen was saying about climate change and just some food for thought. It's a quote, and I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's going around and it says, climate change will manifest as a series of disasters viewed through phones with footage that gets closer and closer to where you live until you're the one filming it.
Man. You know, this isn't a rich person issue here. I have seen this quite a bit, that people don't have nearly as much empathy because those houses on the beach that I were talking about are going to be rebuilt by the rich people. So I really see like this callousness because you have to remember it's more than just a money issue here. And like you're saying, we're talking about dogs. You're talking about the staffs also of some of these big ass homes too that now don't have jobs.
There are schools that have burned down. There are restaurants and family owned businesses that have burned down. Like, this is so widespread. And if that's what you want to focus on is like, oh, you know, Paris Hilton, she's got plenty of money. She can rebuild. Yeah, there's some celebrities. But also, like you were talking, there was a nursing home that had to get evacuated. So now we have all these elderly people that have nowhere. I think people like to focus on one little thing so they don't have to address the big issue because it's easier to dismiss what's going on by justifying, oh, well, they're rich, they'll rebuild.
If you want to see an amazing example of perspective, I don't even follow him. It just came up in my algorithm yesterday. You guys know who Rainn Wilson is?
Yes. Yeah, from The Office, Dwight.
Yeah, that's right. Dwight from The Office, right? What a beautiful perspective. A video that he shot yesterday as he is going through his charred home. There is nothing left. But with his heart and soul, he is talking about the memories that he has lost, but also the perspective that he has now. And he asked for a bunch of his followers to give him perspective on what this means to them or what it should mean to him to get this kind of perspective. And it was, I can't quote the things he was saying, but I was so touched. I mean, here is a guy that has completely and totally lost everything. Yes, he makes a whole bunch of money, but was looking at it like, Cassie was saying the other day, like a phoenix, like my house is burned to the ground. It's gone. But it's also an opportunity for a new life. And to do that in the heat, literally the heat that is still coming off the ground, was check them out on Instagram. It's really worth a watch.
Be remiss if I didn't mention this, and this is something small and superficial in regards to the LA fires, but to all the influencers that are standing on rooftops or standing on the side of the highway and doing videos and dances with the blazes behind you, go to therapy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I follow influencers in the wild. Influencers in the wild, it has been nonstop. There was like a woman on a rooftop. Somebody's filming her and she's doing this dance with the smoke and fire behind her. There was a dude on the side of the road and somebody was filming him doing all this stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is so gross. You are so tone deaf. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, after you watch those videos, watch a couple of the videos of planes that were still coming into California yesterday that give you an aerial shot of what's going on and you could see the devastation. Those are the real videos right there. All right, enough on that. So let's get back to the superficial stuff. We're going to call it Follow-Up Friday because we forgot to do this yesterday.
No, we didn't. We just like to talk, and a lot of things get pushed on the schedule sometimes.
It actually should be happening now because we're late.
It's what we do.
All right, Mo, the recap on Follow-Up Friday here.
So Claudia's childhood friend, who is a frenemy, randomly reached out attempting to expose her boyfriend for being in her DMs. She claimed that Claudia's boyfriend was flirting and she just wanted to give her a heads up. But a frenemy refused to give her the proof of these messages. So Claudia was confused because a boyfriend never gave her a reason to doubt his loyalty. So she decided to talk to a boyfriend directly. And he immediately handed over her phone so she could see the messages herself. Yes, these were messages between Claudia's boyfriend and her frenemy. But the messages were full of random fire emojis. There was nothing more indicating that her boyfriend was trying to flirt with her frenemy.
Oh, I forgot about the fire emoji, dude.
Yep. We all concluded that her boyfriend wasn't the shady one. It was her so-called friend. So how did she handle the situation? Did she find out this woman lied about her boyfriend's behavior?
Hi, Burt Show. Thanks for all you did to help me unpack this whole situation with my boyfriend. He has dialed it back with his story replies on Instagram, but unfortunately remains extremely loyal to the fire emoji, but I'm happy that he doesn't send them in reply to every single story he sees anymore. Beyond that, I have a new update, and it's something I did not see coming. I decided to pretend that nothing ever happened with Karen. I didn't want to give her the satisfaction and was planning on slowly but politely phasing her out of my life. There was no reason to remain friends with her, especially after catching her being shady over DMs. She did follow up with me and asked how my conversation with my boyfriend had gone. All I'd said was that we had a very productive talk and I felt like I could fully trust him. She seemed surprised, but didn't try to push the issue. My phasing out plan continued over the next couple of months as I focused more on my happy relationship than my frenemy. Then the email started. I started to get super cryptic messages from an alt account claiming that my boyfriend was texting other girls. It had screenshots of conversations between my alleged boyfriend and a woman's censored account. The contents were raunchy. I immediately showed my boyfriend the email and he was so confused. He told me the exchanges were fake and handed me his phone to look through again. I was suspicious, but once I took a look through, I felt reassured. I mean, my boyfriend literally didn't even know there was a recently deleted album on his phone. He's not savvy enough to cheat on me and hide the evidence. It was then that I knew this was Karen trying to break us up. I ignored the email, but then more kept coming. Over the next few weeks, the emails got more desperate and contained even weirder details. It was starting to really creep me out, and the last email I received included a phone number. It said, "Text me if you want the truth." I called it. No one answered, and the voicemail was generic. I Googled the number, and it just brought up spam. I blocked it, and I tried to let it go. Then, in the middle of the night, I was struck with an idea like lightning. I added the number to my phone as a contact and then opened Snapchat. There it was under quick add or you may know Karen Work. from contacts. This absolute dum-dum had sent me her work phone to try to gaslight me into thinking my boyfriend had cheated. Well, we laughed and laughed, but then we felt a little conflicted. Like, what do I do with this information? What I didn't tell you is that even though Karen is clearly obsessed with my relationship, she's in one too. Does her partner deserve to know what a freak she is?
Oh.
Thanks, Claudia.
Plot twist.
Do you tell?
The boyfriend of Karen?
Yeah.
Hell no. He knows exactly who he's dating. Mm-hmm. He's just choosing to ignore the crazy because of whatever else he's getting from her.
This poor woman needs a hobby.
A few of them.
Yeah, and a therapist.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.